You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Development of the Lake Monona shoreline will not have to go through a public vote, upsetting some Madisonians. The Lakeway project to reimagine the lakeshore has been in the works for 6 years now. There were dozens of public meetings to talk about what people want to see there. Phase one of the plan is to add bike and pedestrian paths along John Nolan Drive, plus some boardwalks out onto the water. City ordinance says major parks projects that involve Lakeshore have to be on the ballot as a referendum so residents can vote on them. But the Common Council voted last week to make the Lakeshore project an exception to that rule, meaning Madison voters will not get the chance to say yes or no. City leaders say this way is just faster, and it allows park staff more freedom in the development process. The State Journal reports other projects have gotten exemptions before, like at Ulbricht Gardens and the Henry Vilas Zoo. This is what one Madison resident said at last week's meeting.
This project is a huge project affecting over a mile of shoreline, affecting three different parks and the entire John Nolan Causeway. That's the reason this ordinance was put in place, was for these kinds of major projects. And to exempt it from this takes away the opportunity for the residents of Madison to have a say in the oversight of how those shorelines are developed.
While the city is paying for a portion of this project, money needs to come from other sources too, like donations. The Lakeway development is expected to take years and would start in 2027. Before they can even begin, John Nolan Drive needs to be rebuilt. That's scheduled for next year. The city is hosting a public meeting tonight for folks to get a sense of the project and give their input. It's online and it's open to all Madison residents. It starts at 6:30. Food pantries are already busy. As we reported, the River Food Pantry helped nearly 20% more people last year. And just before Thanksgiving, they had their busiest 2 days ever, serving more than 3,800 people. Now, with cuts to SNAP, colloquially known as food stamps, pantries know there may be even more demand on them as Wisconsinites face food insecurity. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families, at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children, and 108,000 are senior citizens. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On top of all that, the federal government has also canceled programs that helped food pantries and food banks feed people. The Trump administration nixed the local food purchasing agreement, where the government subsidized food banks buying directly from local farmers. More than 250 pantries benefited from just that one program. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding the bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? play defense.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform, he's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play, half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Rene Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. Follow the money, and it might lead you to why The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled after 11 seasons. Maybe. CBS insists it's for financial reasons. Some think there are political motives, or that it's due to the Paramount Skydance Studios merger. Either way, one of the funniest guys on TV will no longer be occupying David Letterman's old chair. Colbert addressed the firing to the studio audience on Thursday night and said he has not been replaced, but The Late Show is just going away. Colbert's first show was September 8th, 2015, and his last will be in May of 2026. Damn shame. Speaking of the Paramount Skydance merger, there could possibly be another casualty, according to Jon Stewart. The longtime Sometime Daily Show host, according to Variety, says he honestly does not know what the future holds for the show. Pretty sure it's only like three people who own everything now, and I'm not one of them. Stewart added that Comedy Central without the Daily Show is like Muzak. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.